This is KERA News. I'm Bill Zeebel. The homeless population, including the thousands in Dallas, are especially vulnerable to COVID-19. Organizations that serve them are seeking new and safer ways to do so. Dallas nonprofits that routinely help the homeless have now been forced to change how they do that. One big reason, says Pastor Wayne Walker, CEO of Our Calling, is because helpers may bring harm.
It's our staff and volunteers who, you know, may go to a Stars game or eat at a restaurant or went to visit somewhere on spring break. You know, the homeless community pretty much stays in the same space. So the only way they're going to get exposed is if we bring it to them.
Walker says the homeless population is vulnerable in some of the same ways nursing home residents are.
Not only do they have the health issues because of age and underlying health challenges, but they're also vulnerable because they stay in public spaces, they share utensils, and then they don't have any space to go wash their hands or kind of take care of basic hygiene needs.
Walker says his staff has already stopped allowing the homeless inside the Our Calling building. Extra shelter space for the homeless has been opened in the Dallas Convention Center, but that's not necessarily for more beds. It's to provide a safer space between those beds. I'm Bill Zeebel in Dallas.